It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everyone. You're dialed in 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crinton and Proffitt here with you live courtside down in Seneca, Kansas, here hosting tonight's matchup, Neuha Central, the Thunder of Class 3A, taking on the Perry LaCompton Cause of Class 3A, a girls matchup, quarterfinal round here in the Sabatha Blue Jays Substate Tournament. Again, this is the quarterfinal round. Winner, they will go on and take on Silver Lake High School next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Now, Silver Lake would have played tonight, but their opponent, Bishop Seabury, they actually decided to forfeit tonight's matchup. So for Silver Lake, they didn't have to play a game tonight. They will play their first matchup in the semifinal round, and it'll be the winner here of tonight's contest between Perry LaCompton and Neuha Central. Again, I'm Crinton Proffitt, Kirk Kilman, back in studio. We got about 12, 13 minutes until tip-off, but we got pregame notes here alluded all for you. Of course, yesterday we had the Sabatha Blue Jays taking on the Neuha Central Thunder in our boys' matchup quarterfinals. Sabatha came up victorious, knocking out Neuha Central by 10 points, 55-45. Real quick, also, shout-out to head coach John Thomas as he retired after last night's game. So a long-tenured head coach, an incredible coach, 31 years, over 500 wins in his tenure. Just a round of applause and congratulations to him in his tenure and the accomplishments that he was able to accomplish with Neuha Central on their boys' side of the program. I know he didn't want any spectacles to be said during the game, but kind of learned about it afterwards and did want to give him a big shout-out. He's an awesome guy, great character, so did want to give him a shout-out here. But, of course, let's dive here into our girls' matchup now, starting off here with the Rose team and Perry LaCompton, Joey Franzetta, here in his fifth season, here at 12-11 year, 4-6 in the Big East here coming in the postseason. This is a Perry LaCompton team that is freshly fired from last season. I mean, you look at what they've done this year. They were 2-19 overall last year. This year, they are 12-11. They returned 96% of their scoring and 95% of their rebounding from last season. They returned all five starters from last year and only lost one senior to graduation. This year, they have mostly played with two freshmen, four sophomores, two juniors, and one senior, that one senior being Tim Kolovich, as we'll dive into the starting lineup here in just one moment. But again, it has been a reshaped year here for Perry LaCompton. The Cause are the law, and they put it down this year. However, they have not had that kind of efficiency against Neuha Central. This season, they lost earlier 60-39. In fact, Perry LaCompton has never beat Neuha Central. They are 0-22, and since the consolidation of Neuha Central back in 2014, in fact, over 90% of those contests have ended in 20-plus point victory margins for Neuha Central. So tonight, can Perry LaCompton get it done? Well, we'll see. We'll have starting lineups here up in a bit. Real quick note for Neuha Central. They're 14-9 this season, 7-2 in the Big East. They're coming off a two-game winning streak entering the postseason here today. Last year, they were 15-7 in the season. They have the opportunity to get that 15-win season again this year. But they will take on a very tough opponent in Silver Lake if they win tonight's contest. Of course, they've already taken on Silver Lake a little earlier on in the season. But, you know, really focusing on Neuha Central, you know, they lost a lot from last year. They're kind of different from Perry LaCompton. Perry LaCompton, they returned over 90% of their rebounding and scoring, but Neuha Central, a little different. They lost 75% of their rebounding and scoring from last year's graduating team, graduating five key seniors, who three of them went on to play at Neuha Central, one at the basketball level, Cammy Dollinghouse, who I'll have the opportunity to call tomorrow. And, man, I'll tell you what, she's absolutely balling down there at Highland. She's averaging over 10 points a game, and she has led that Scotty unit. So Neuha Central, they produce athletes here. They've done very well over these last couple of years. And, you know, for a team that's returned, you know, kind of little from last year, they have brought back quite a unit. Emma Hermisch, of course, leading the charge with 288 points this season, 12.5 points per game. Again, you look at Nemaha Central, a team that, again, lost a lot from last year compared to Perry Lecomte returning a lot, but he got a great program, and it's led by head coach Haddon Jiltgen in his 16th season. He knows how to get things done. He's going to look to try to get things done here tonight. Real quick, a three-minute break. We'll come back. We'll get you starters here for tonight's action. It's Class 3A quarterfinals matchup here in Substate. Perry Lecomte taking on Nemaha Central.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection, online at rainbowtel.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Print and Profit down here live, courtside at Seneca, Kansas. Host of tonight's matchup, a girls class 3A quarterfinals here in Substate. It's Nemaha Central hosting the Perry Lecomte Cause. We got about 4 to 5 minutes here until we'll take our next break for the national anthem, and then we will be getting ready for tip-off. But let's go over some starters here. Starting off here with the road team and Perry Lecomte, 12-11 this season, 4-6 in the Big East, led by head coach Jerry Franzetta. In his fifth season, Emmy Reed, the 5-of-5 sophomore guard, a 25% shooter outside the arc this season, leads the team with 2.8 assists per game, has played in all 23 games this season. She was also leading scorer returning from last year's team. She is second in scoring this year with 253 points on the season, 11 points per game. Macy Corcoran, the 5'8 junior guard, who's only played 22 games this season. She leads the team with 3.7 steals per game. She's a two-year varsity experienced player coming here into this season. She has been on varsity all 3 years, and she is just 5 points away from the mark of 300. The average is 13.5 points per game. Tatum Kolovich, the 5'11 senior forward, who's played all 23 games this season for the Cause. She's got 170 points scored this year. Leads the team also, or second leads the team in rebounds, 145 with 6.5 per game. Kevin Aldrich, a 5'6" senior forward, who last year started the second half of the season due to injury, but she has not been injury prone this year. She has played 22 of the 23 games, averaging 3.2 points and rebounds a game. And Kayla Metcalf, a 5'7" sophomore guard, who's averaged 6 points a game last season, only 4 points a game this year, but man, she is still a hefty contributor here on this lineup. So again, for Farrell Compton, Semi Reed, Macy Corcoran, Tatum Kolovich, Devin Aldrich, and Kaylin Metcalf. And now for the host team in tonight's matchup, Nemaha Central, Emma Hermers, the 5'8" junior guard who leads the team with 2.5 steals per game, is 12 points away from the mark of 300, who leads the team with 288 points scored this season. Jade Mackey, the 5'6" senior guard who's played all 23 games, averaging 1 point a game, 2.1 rebounds a game. Kenny McGee, a 5'5" sophomore guard who's hit 34 threes to lead the team this season, also leads the team with 2.5 assists per game. She averages 8.8 points per game. Bailey Snyder, the 5'8" sophomore post, who's also played all 23 games here this season. She averages 6.1 points per game and 2.3 rebounds a game. And Caroline Nordis, 5'9" senior forward, who's also played all 23 games here this season, is averaging 6 points a game and 5.2 rebounds a game. Nemaha Central, other four starters, four of their five starters have played in every single game here this season, excluded just Kenny McKee, who has only missed once. This has been a very well gelled together unit this season. They have not played with a whole lot of depth, but this starting five unit has been absolutely electric. So let's run through it one more time in a bolt. Emma Hermish, Jade Mackey, Kenny McKee, Bailey Snyder, and Caroline Nordis. Nemaha Central led by head coach Patton Hiltgen in his 16th season with Nemaha Central. He's got over 270 wins in his career, and he has recorded 7 league titles and multiple state tournament appearances. Again, tonight's matchup here is a sub-state quarterfinal matchup here in Class 3A on the girls' side. Perry LeCompton here on the road taking on Nemaha Central. The winner will take on Silver Lake next Wednesday at 6 p.m. That'll be provided coverage by the Silver Lake channel. Silver Lake, they actually will not play tonight. Their opponent in Bishop Ward forfeited tonight. The last time those two teams met, it was, I believe what I was told, was over a 90-0 halftime. So, again, Bishop Ward, they did not want to take on Silver Lake again. So the winner of tonight's game will go take on Silver Lake. Again, we'll take a break real quick for the national anthem, and we'll come right back here in a bit. It's Farrell Compton, Nemaha Central, 92.1 KMZA.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're getting ready for basketball action here on 92.1 KMZA with Terry LaCoste and the cause of Class 3A here in Omaha Central, the Thunder of Class 3A. A quarterfinals matchup here in the Sabetha-held sub-state tournament. Both teams getting starters here on the floor. Let's run them back through them one more time quickly. Perla Compton, Emma Reed, Macy Corcoran, Tatum Mikolovich, Devin Aldrich, Kaylin Metcalf, and Team All Central, Emma Hermish, Jade Mackey, Kenny McKee, Bailey Snyder, and Caroline Nordis. Team All Central wearing the all white with the purple lining on the sides and numerals, while Perla Compton is wearing the dark blue tops, bottoms with the yellow trim and white numerals. Nemo Central, they will go right to left down your dial. And Perry LeCompton, they will work left to right down your dial. I'd also like to give a shout-out also to, I'm not sure if it was a senior or junior, just the national anthem for Nemo Central, but that was one of the best national anthems I have heard here at a high school-level song. That was absolutely beautiful. And a shout-out to that young lady who was able to get that done. Wish I was able to get a name there, but that was absolutely beautiful to start this postseason action for both of these teams. I said before, Perry LeCompton, they have never beaten Omaha Central since they consolidated in 2014. They are 0-22 since that time. And Perry LeCompton, they have been beaten by nearly 20-plus points in every game against Omaha Central in 90% of those matchups since 2014, with the last time having not lost was by 20 or more points, being back in 2022. So it's been 4 years since Perry LeCompton has even lost a game that was within 20 here to Nemaha Central. And you'd have to go back even farther if you want to go back to the last time Perry LeCompton was within 10, and that was back in 2017 where they only lost by 5. But in that time, there's been incredible games where Nemaha Central has won 57-7, also 80-17. So, you know, this is a rivalry, but it's been all one-sided. But Perry LeCompton, they can flip that script here tonight. As tip-off is getting ready to go, 4 quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action, all here at 92.1 KMZA. Half court, Tatum Mikolovich on the left side for Tyler Thompson, and on the right, it Emma Hermish, and she wins it for Nemaha Central. They start off with the ball with Jade Mackey. Going right to left here, Mackey, left elbow, Hermish, she'll drive to the block, she'll use the window, and she'll spiral it in for two. Emma Hermish starting the scoring here for Nemaha Central, 16 seconds here into this game. And already an early jump ball here for Perry LeCompton. They'll keep the possession. Already Nemaha Central applying this man-to-man pressure. Actually, excuse me here, a 1-2-2 zone pressure. But Perry is able to get it past half court. It's Emmy Reed, the 5'5" sophomore who led the team scoring last year, second this year. Now to Corker at the top of the arc. Back to Reed. Reed dribbling to her left. Now she'll go back to her right. Shereen, flying it to the left to Corcoran. Corcoran at the right elbow. Pass out, right wing, three-pointer in and out of the basket. Missed by Emmy Reed. And rebounded by Jade Mackey. Down the floor, Nemaha Central. Here's McKee with the three. She misses. She leads the team with threes at 34 in the season. And a miss for Nemaha Central. Rebounded down the floor by Corcoran. And now Corcoran has it on the right seam. So dribble up slowly, up to the top of the arc. Now work to Reed. Reed to Kolovich. Now to Metcalf. Metcalf to her right, to Aldrich. Now back left to the top of the arc here. Again, no shot clock here. Shot clock will not be enforced for 3A until next season. Shot up, missed, rebound by Kolovich by the offense, and she finishes in front of the rim for two. 2-2, 6:36 to go here in the opening period. Jaden Mackey with it, screen set by Nordis. She's on the left seam. Now she'll pass right. Hermish down under, paint side. Nordis, ball knocked out of bounds. And they will say last touch by Perry LeCompton. Omaha Central will throw it in. 6:25 to go in the first quarter. 2-2 our score. Last 3A quarterfinals matchup here at Substate. Throwing it in here for Omaha Central will be McKee. She'll go over the top. Left seam. Nordis. Hermish looking baseline. Mackey spinning around, firing from the block. Misses. And clearing the board is Metcalf as she puts this one down the floor to Corcoran. Making a couple of moves and following through off the backboard. Macy Corcoran, the junior, getting her first 2 points and our first lead change Here for tonight's game, Perry looked off and has scored four straight. They're up by two over Nemaha Central. McKee driving. Now pass up to the short corner. Nordit. Snyder getting her hands on the ball for the first time today. Now back to Hermish. She drives right block, and she finishes for two. Hermish with two layup drives for 4 points here in the opening quarter. Tied 4-all with 5:42 to go in this first quarter. Perry looked off to McCaz working with it. Reeb to the nail. Corcoran spins, fires it out. Now back to Reeb, the guard. On the right seam, high out, opposite side, Metcalf. Now down to the wing. To the short corner, Corcoran drives the two defenders, and they're going to get a blocking foul called on Nemaha Central. First foul of the game called on either team. It'll come against the Thunder on Kenny McKee for her first personal of the game. Nemaha Central bringing in their first sub with Meg Honeyman. And for Perry LeCompton, they bring in Charlie Veloster, the 5'7" junior, and Kendall Craig, the 5'7" sophomore. Perry LeCompton throwing it in on the inbound play, a box set, and throwing from the near block. And it's knocked out of bounds quickly by Nemaha Central. Perry LeCompton will reset one more time again with it. They are trying to figure out where they need to throw it in from. Emmy Reed will on the far sideline towards the corner. She's looking to her right. She's got an easy pass to Corcoran. Dribbles up to the top of the arc. Now looking right to Aldrich. Aldrich down to the low wing. Right side back to her. Now boomerang it back right to Blosser. Blosser dribbles, drives, and nearly taking it away is Honeyman after coming off the bench. But Perry LeCompton still holds on to the possession. A foul to follow. Hold on, Nemaha Central. They've gotten two fouls here in the last 60 seconds. The foul comes against Bailey Snyder, her second, or her first personal team second. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter of 4-all. Perry LeCompton, Nemaha Central. Perry with the ball at half court. Reed working one-on-one against McKee. And now ball thrown on the right wing, and it's taken away by McKee. McKee, her first steal this matchup. She's got over 40 steals this season. Averages 2.4 steals a game. Nordis inside the paint, gets it done. Nemaha Central retakes the lead, her second lead change here in the first quarter. 6-4 over Perry. Another foul here called on Nemaha Central as Perry forces the ball down the floor. 4:36 to go in this opening quarter. Coming back in, Jade Mackey for Nemaha Central, and for Perry LeCompton coming back in, Tatum Karlovic, the 5'11 senior forward, the only senior here in tonight's matchup for Perry LeCompton. She's on the starting lineup here. Marie gets the ball in from the inbound at half court, the NC logo. She'll go left side, snagging it, Blosser, Blosser, down under, ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Perry LeCompton. Perry LeCompton has now had two turnovers here in this opening quarter. Nemaha Central is still yet to turn it over. Mackey at half court. Nemaha Central with a lead by two. 4:20 to go in this first quarter. Left wing, Leaguer. Liza Leaguer dribbles in. Now the Honeyman. McKee. McKee sidesteps left side. She passes to Mackey. She throws up a three. It's off the heel. Rebounded by McKee, but they get a pushing foul underneath the basket. That'll be the first foul of the game on Perry LeCompton. And here this quarter, foul comes against Kendall. Excuse me, the foul is actually on Nemaha Central. So that is their fourth team foul here this quarter. It is against Liza Leaguer. So already four fouls again this game for Nemaha Central. But here, out as soon as the inbound, Perry, they lose the ball and it's back to Nemaha Central. So that's the second turnover for Perry LeCompton. McKee, she throws it on the inbound. Finding Leaguer in the far corner. They just had the foul. Honeyman, baseline drive, off the pass. McKee, she misses, and the rebound by Corcoran down the floor. Finding her teammate, Kalovich, in the paint. She kicked out to the corner. Now worked around the three-point line. Inside, pass back out. Opposite wing, and they're going to get a foul against Nemaha Central again. Wow. Nemaha Central has fouled heftily into this first quarter. Already five team fouls. They average 13 fouls a game. Already the double bonus. I'll put Tatum Kalovic up to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is also against Leaguer, her second personal of the game. Kalovic preparing for her first free throw of the game, and it's off the back heel and out. subs coming in for Perry LeCompton. Devin Aldrich coming back in, and Kalen Metcalf, both from the starting lineup. Team Perry has two seniors here tonight, Tatum Kalvich and Devin Aldrich. Tatum here, her second shot goes on down in. Smoothing sailing. Perry still down by one to Nemaw Central, 6-5 with 3:40 to go here in this first quarter. Right elbow drive by Hermish. She'll go opposite, and she floats it in for two. Emma Hermish has 6 points here in the opening quarter. Down the floor, fast. Corcoran, she loses the ball. It's stolen by Mackey. Third turnover for Carla Compton. They go quick. Fast break. Honeyman underneath the basket. She's good for two. Assist from Leaguer. Down the floor, fast travel. Carla Compton, right block. Yeah, fighting a little finesse. Devin Aldrich with her first 2 points here in the postseason. 10-7. Nemaha over Perry by three. 2:58 to go in this first quarter. Honeyman, top high out of the arc. Right side, Leaguer. At the right elbow, 2 foot in front. Now Mackey in the paint. And a foul called on Perry LeCompton. That is finally the first foul called of this game on the cause. That comes against Macy Corcoran, their first personal. Corcoran has got 297 points here on this season. She's just 3 points away from hitting 300 mark. And a timeout here is called with 2:50 left to go here in the first quarter. A 30-second timeout by Nemaha Central, 10-7. Nemaha over Perry with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. We're back in the tight 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
2 minutes, 50 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, 10-7. Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton after using their first time out here. Mackey gets it off the inbound, drives on the left block, misses. Making the rebound is Devin Aldrich for Perry LeCompton. Down the floor, Emmy Reed, leading point guard here of this team. On the right seam, high out, dribbling up to the top three-point line. Left side, now passing to her teammate in Rockhold, who's here on the floor now. Perry LeCompton, and a travel called on the cause. Four turnovers in this first quarter on Perry LeCompton. They have struggled with turnovers, and Nemaha Central has struggled with fouls. Mackey, screen set, right seam, now to Hermish. Flying a three, it's a rainbow. It's off the back heel of the pot of gold. And now Reed takes this one down the floor after clearing the board. Right block, tries to float it, couldn't hit it off the lane. And Hermish has the rebound. Hermish down the floor, far side. To Mackey into Nordis. 4 foot from the basket, misses the shot. Rebound by Perry LeCompton. Steva Rockhold, her first rebound of the game, her 27th rebound of the season. Left wing, Aldrich, inside pass towards the paint, then it's knocked away. Stolen by Meg Honeyman. Three steals here in this first quarter for Nemaha Central. 5 turnovers for Perry. Here, Honeyman drives inside, misses. Down the floor after the rebound. Reed, she has a jumper in front of the left block. She misses it far off the right of the window. And it's rebounded by Nordis. Nemaha Central back in control. Jade Mackey. Quick pass to her right. Hermish, Honeyman. Now to McKee at the top of the three-point line. Left look, Mackey. She looks to her right. Passes that way. Hermish. Right foot extended. Now she'll dribble softly and slowly out to her right side. Now back left, McKee. McKee, pump fakes. Passes a zip inside of the left wing. Now it's reset to the top of the arc. Again, no shot clock. You get all the time in the world here to run this offensive set. Hermish on the left elbow tries to hit down to her teammate on the low side. Missing her first attempt at hitting, not the second, but getting the foul. Caroline Nordis. Caroline Nordis setting herself at the free throw line after being fouled on her second shot attempt. Caroline Nordis this season is 30 of 45 at the free throw line, 66%. Her first one is dink and dunk inside. Bailey Snyder comes back in for Nemaha Central, in for substitution. At the free throw line, Caroline Nordis floats it, and she goes 2 for 2 through the netting. Nemaha Central up by their largest lead right now. It ties up by 5. 12-7 over Perry LeCompton. With 49 seconds to go in this first quarter. The first time these two teams matched up earlier in the season, Nemaha won victoriously 60-39. Corcoran down the floor. Right look to Blosser. Now inside for Aldrich. He misses in the paint. And the ball is knocked out of bounds, but last touch by Perry LeCompton. Down the floor, Mackey. Here for Nemaha Central. Right side, McKee. On the far wing. Now back to Mackey. McKee. Pulling the ball to her left side. Zips it to Mackey. Mackey, opposite side, skip. Snyder flies a three. It's off the left side of the rim, and it's punched out of bounds by Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central has went 0-for-3 outside the arc here in this first quarter. Perry, they've only attempted 1-3 so far. They've missed it. Another team has swished the three ball yet. Inbound play, McKee. She goes in and finds her teammate Monier. Now underneath the basket, Honeyman finishes for two. Honeyman, 94 points on this season. The largest lead here for Nemaha. It's up by 7 for Perry with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Right wing throwing it up on a last second attempt. Craig misses. And that'll end our first quarter, 14-7. Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton. We'll return here in a minute on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Kansaland Radio.
We enter this here on I-2.1 KMZA of our Class 3A girls matchup quarterfinal. Perry LeCompton, Nemaha Central up by 7, 14-7, here over Perry LeCompton. NC starts with the ball here to begin the second quarter. Mackey McKee, left seam, looks to her right, zips it, Mackey, Honeyman, far corner. Finding back up top, McKee, pump fake, drives right, called on a travel. First turnover of the game for the Thunder. Nemaha Central, they didn't struggle with turnovers in that first quarter. Perry did, but where Nemaha Central struggled with was fouls. They were already in the double bonus 5 minutes into that opening quarter of this game. Perry working with it on the right elbow. Foul called on Nemaha Central, and that foul bug continues to hit here for Nemaha Central. First personal for Kinsey Monier. Now baseline set here, throw in for Perry LeCompton. They get inside. Corcoran on the right block. She throws it back up top to the three-point line. Three sets again. Corcoran now passing up behind her. Metcalf to Kulovich to Corcoran. 7 minutes, 17 seconds to go the second quarter, 14-7. Nemaha Central for Perry. Drive right block. Emmy Reed finishes for two. The first points of the game for the young sophomore who led the team in scoring last season, second this year with 255 points scored on the year. Nemaha Central loses the ball to bounds. from Meg Honeyman right off the hands. Emma Hermish and Coraline Nordis coming back in here for Nemoth Central. Joined with them on the floor, Jade Mackey, Kennedy McKee, and Meg Honeyman all out for Nemoth Central. Ray LaConston, though, they have the ball. Pass half court. Emmy Reed working left to right. Reach. He'll go right-hand pass. It's not going to bounce on a deflection from Meg Honeyman. Reed looking to throw this back in on the floor, joining her, Massey Corcoran, Tatum Kalovich, Devin Aldrich, and Kaylin Metcalf, the five starting here for Ray LaConston in this game. And another travel is going to be called here on the cause. Off to the inbound. That's their third travel of the game. They've been packing the bags quite a lot here. Six little turnovers on the half. Perry only down by five. 14-9. Nemoth Central with the lead and the ball with 6:35 to go in the first half. Mackey at the top of the arc. Right elbow. Hermit. Sidestep inside the front of the charity stripe and it crickets on in. Emma Hermish, 8 points here in the first half. She is just 4 points away from 300. Steal by Nordis down the fourth. Nemoth Central to take back over. Mackey, left corner. McKee, Hermish, sidesteps left, goes inside. Nordis trying to finish on the right block, and she is fouled by Perry LaCompton. First team foul for Perry LaCompton this second quarter, their second total foul of the game. Foul comes on Devin Aldrich, her first foul of the game. Here, inbound play, 40 mile central. They barely get it in. McKee to Mackey. Mackey to her right to Hermish. She'll go left to Mackey at the NC logo. Left wing. Sidestep. Working with it, McKee. It loses the ball. Honeyman nearly picks it up from going from half court. That was almost a half court violation. Mackey at the top of the arc. Kicks back. Honeyman drives right elbow, and she is calling travel. Nemoth Central here, two turnovers on the game, both from Honeyman. 5:40 left to go in this second period, 16-9. Nemoth Central up by 7 over Perry, tying their largest lead. Coming into here this quarter, 14-7. 5:53 to go here in this first half. Emmy Reed at the top of the arc. She dribbles left side down to the low block. It is deflected, and now it is reset on the short corner, missed by Metcalf. And it's out of bounds off the shot by Perry LaCompton, and Nemoth Central takes over. Substitution in for Perry LaCompton. Charlie Blosser, the 5'7" junior guard, comes in. He's played all 23 games of the regular season for Perry LaCompton. Matthew Nemoth Central has it. Hermish down the left elbow. Floats it. It's a little bit of a fade and finesse. Hermish, our first to hit double digits here in tonight's game. She is 2 points away from sweet 300 here on the season. The lone returning starter from last year's team, a junior this year. Emmy Reed in the left seam. Now down low to college, and finishing for two is Corcoran. Back to a 7 point game. Nemoth Central still to lead, 4:40 to go here in the second quarter. Nordis, Leaguer. Low left wing, drives inside in front of the left elbow. She'll look back, kick it over her shoulder to McKee. Mackey back to Leaguer here now in the far corner. Flies the three, it's off the left rim from the interior, and it's rebounded by Emmy Reed. And C 0 for 5 outside the arc here. In this first half, Perry, they've only attempted 1-3 in this game. Neither team has hit from outside. Pump fake. Kalovich sidesteps inside, throws it back out. Reach, he drives to the right block, misses the easy bunny, and making the rebound for Nemoth Central is Kenny McKee. McKee, 59 rebounds on this season. Leaguer on the high out, left wing, steps left, now to Hermish on a zip. To her right, drives in the nail, turns at the elbow, left block, and a foul called on Perry LaCompton. First person of the game for Tatum Kalovich, a 5'11 senior forward. Who hasn't missed a game this season. Going up to the free throw line, Emma Hermish was also the second team foul for Perry LaCompton here. And a timeout is called. It's by Nemaha Central. It's going to be a full timeout with 3:47 to go in the second quarter. 18-11, Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
After Nemaha Central, second timeout of the game with three remaining. 3:47 to go the first half. 18-11, NC over Perry. First free throw is Pierre Silky for Emma Hermish. Hermish this season, 29 of 62, 45% at the free throw line. She's got 11 points here in the first half. She's 1 point away from eclipsing 300 points this season. And her second free throw is off the back heel and missed. Rebounded by Charlie Blosser for Perry LeCompton. Down the floor heads Corcoran. Now right to Blosser. Blosser extends off the pivot foot, and she is called on a travel. She leaned a little too much to the right. That foot leaves the ground, and that'll be the seventh turnover of the game for Perry LeCompton. 19-11, NC by 8 over Perry. 3:33 to go near the first half. Hermes dribbles on the right elbow, and I think they just got a legal pick called on Nemaha Central, and that'll be the case. Caroline Nordis with the illegal screen. Nemaha Central picking up their second team foul this quarter. Both teams with two team fouls. 3:27 to go the second quarter. 19-11.
I'm back.
Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton. Pass half court. Reed after the inbound from the far sideline. Reed has some high out right wing. Dribbles left. Passes quick to Rockhold. Now inside look. Left elbow Kolovich, and it's turned over. Honeyman getting the steal, but then she turns it right back over, gives it to Kolovich for the first steal for Perry. Right wing, Reed drives to the corner. Now she looks up to Metcalf. Side step, another travel for Perry LeCompton. That is their fourth of the game. Our Nemaha Central has been foul heavy. Perry LeCompton has been turnover heavy. Both teams are weighing an imbalance on both sides. They're definitely up to get it fixed there for the second half. If both teams want to opportunity and chance here in this matchup. Here, working with it. McKee on the right wing. Dribbles out. Spins around. Looks left. Finds Hermish. Hermish stutter steps. Now she'll go left. Back right now. Cuts it back left. Low block. Underhands it to her teammate. What a pass. Caroline Nordis with the slick finish. Hermish, she leads. She has over 30 assists on the team. Second in assists. She's had a great season so far. Snags one there. Now here's a three loaded up for Perry. Far corner missed by Metcalf. Clearing the board is McKee for Nemaha Central. Three rebounds on the game for McKee. She's now got 60 rebounds on the season. Gets the high arc. Now drives left off a cut. Bounce passes Nordis on the far side block. Throws it out. Hermish three off the left heel. Rebound underneath by Nordis. Fires. Misses. Leager picks it up. She misses off the window as well. And down the floor, Reed with the defensive rebound. Takes it down for Perry LeCompton. On the far short corner, Kolovich, opposite side skip to the near corner. Three-pointer nailed by Kaylin Metcalf. With the three. 1:40 to go in the first half. Still a 21-14 game, a seven-point lead for Nemaha Central for Perry. Perry, they use their first timeout, 30 seconds aside here. We're back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Right now, Nemaha Central up by 7 repair Lecompton with 1:35 to go in this second quarter. It's 21-14, NC with the lead and the ball. McKee drives in, kicks out Bailey Snyder, and she rattles it in for Nemaha Central. NC, their first three of the game after starting 0 for 6. Mary now with it. Kalovic out to her left. Reed, she drives to the top of the perimeter. Now on the short corner near side, put back out to Kalovic. Left elbow drive, left block, trying to use the window. Couldn't nail it in, but underneath, trying to fight for a rebound. This ball is out of bounds. Last touch by Perry LeCompton. I believe that'll be a turnover as Corcoran did to secure the rebound for the offense. To Perry now, 9 turnovers in the first half. Emma Hermish coming back in off the bench for Nemaha Central. For Perry LeCompton right now on the defensive side. They got Emma Reed here up front taking charge. But here with it, Nemaha Central working with it. Honeyman left side, now on the opposite wing. Hermish dips it back left. McKee, left elbow, 2 foot in front, flies it, misses. Off to the right, and making the rebound is Corcoran. Down the floor, Perry LeCompton. Corcoran on the right elbow. Flips it out to her right. Now a floater on a jumper for Kulovic. It's good for two. Perry LeCompton draws it to 8 with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Nemaha Central at half court. McKee, no shot clock. Just take it down to that last second of your Nemaha Central. McKee, 1-on-1. Against Reed, she throws it down in front to Hermish, drives to the left, block and fouls. Hermish will go up and shoot 2 at the charity stripe. Foul. 11 seconds to go here in the second quarter, 24-16. Nemaha Central for Perry LeCompton. Great Edley to start this game, 4-2. Hermish here, her free throw is off to the left. Hermes, if she just hits this next one, she'll hit 300 points scored on the season. Substitutes in for Nemaha Central, Jade Mackey and Kinsey Monnier, the 5'9 sophomore, step in. Here's the free throw, and it's off the left heel from Hermes. She goes 0-for-2 at the line, down the floor. Corcoran flies with the board, and she tries to use the board for an easy lay-in, but fails to. Hermes snags it. Half-court shot by Mackey. It's missed, and that'll conclude our first half. Nemaha Central, 24. Perry LeCompton, 16. We're back here in a few for Halftime Show here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here at 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Right now, Nemaha Central at the half, leading by 8 over Perry LeCompton, 24-16. Right now, there's some half-court games going on with a horse at the free-throw line. So not sure what that's about, but right now, Nemaha Central, they're not horsing around. They're the ones who are in the lead by 8. Again, as I mentioned, 24-16. Perry LeCompton is, they start this game ahead 4-2, but since that quarter four tie, Nemaha Central, they just kind of rolled with it. They came out of that first quarter at 14-7, and then also outscored Perry LeCompton the second quarter at 10-9. Perry LeCompton, some stats here from the half. Emmy Reed with 2 points, 4 rebounds. Macy Corcoran with 4 points and 5 rebounds. Tatum Kolovich with 5 points, 1 rebound and a steal. Devin Aldrich, a bucket and a rebound. Galen Metcalf with a tray and a rebound. Charlie Bloster and Ziva Rockhold both with a single board. Anthony Moss Central, Emma Hermish with 11 points from the first half. She is just 1 point away from eclipsing 300 on this season. Also 2 rebounds and an assist. Jade Mackey is stealing the board. Katie McGee is stealing 3 boards. Bailey Snyder a tray in the second quarter. Caroline Nordis with 6 points, 1 steal and 3 rebounds. Meg Honeyman with 4 points and 2 steals. And Lisa Leaguer with an assist and a rebound. Looking at some stats here for team stats, Perry LeCompton, 14 rebounds, 9 turnovers, 1 of 2 outside the arc, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 1 steal with 1 timeout taken with 4 remaining. And Nemaha Central, 10 rebounds, 2 turnovers, 1 of 8 at the 3-point line, 3 of 6 at the free throw line, 5 steals and only 2 timeouts used with 3 remaining here in the second half. We got about 7 minutes until we'll get going in the second half action. Again, they have a little bit of a halftime entertainment, I suppose, down here at Seneca. So, again, that was a very hefty first half for both teams. On one side, it was really strong for Perry LeCompton. They kept the fouls low. They only had 2 total fouls that entire half. But, again, they really struggled with turnovers and finishing inside the paint. For Nemaha Central, they struggled outside the arc. Their outside shooting was really what was kind of the hinder there in that first half. I missed the first 6 straight before they hit their first 3. They are 1 of 8 outside the 3-point line. But Nemaha Central, on their benefit, they have done well going inside. Caroline Nordis has scored all of her 6 points inside the paint. Emma Hermish has in this field scored all of her points inside the paint. So for Nemaha Central, they have been pressing well. They have been driving and stirring the paint well, and they're going to look to probably continue to do that here in this second half. Real quick, let's take a 2-minute break. Let's come right back. We'll give you some aerial recaps and some notes here for the second half. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Far from that, online at highlandcc.edu. Nemaha Central 24, Perry LeCompton 16.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
February is Heart Month, a time to show love not just to others but to yourself. Did you know heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide? But here's the good news. It's preventable. Take time for your heart. Eat better. Move more. Schedule that checkup you've been putting off. Small changes today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. To learn more about heart screenings, wellness tips, and how you can take control of your heart health, call Seneca Family Practice at 785-336-6107 today. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital, people you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back again here on our Highland Halftime Show with about 3 minutes, 17 seconds till we start the second half. So we'll talk for a couple minutes. We'll get one more break in here and we'll start second half action. Nemaha Central 24, Perry, look, Compton at 16, our scores, some other aerial games going on right now on 103.9 KNZA, the Hiawatha and Sebethacino simulcast. Hiawatha girls up 33-10 here over Sebetha, 23-point lead. And also on the Holton channel, Riley County girls are up over Holton by 24 points, 28-4. And again, our girls matchup here tonight, we got Perry La Compton 16 and Nemaha Central 24, and we talked about it, you know, a couple of times during that first half. Perry La Compton, Nemaha Central, it's a rivalry. These team teams, they play each other nearly twice a year. However, you know, it's been only dominated by Nemaha Central. Since 2014, the consolidation of Nemaha Central, Perry La Compton has been 0-22 against this Thunder team. And the last time Perry even lost within 20 points of a game was back in 2022. Perry lost earlier in the season, 63-9 against Nemaha Central. Last time Perry lost a game that was even two possessions, Nemaha Central was back in 2017. So, Perry, but, you know, I say that it's not to shun this team because they are an incredible unit, and they are a very much improved unit since last year. They were 2-19 last year. They played seventh last season, the GCN tournament. This year they played fourth, and they're 12-11, and they got their first Big East wins this year, including going 4-6 in the Big East. So for Perry La Compton, they just simply have to get going this second half. They got to turn the ball over less. Of course, they're outside Jolie Corcoran, who is currently wrestling at state 115 pounds. But say what, Perry La Compton, they got a lot of great players, and they just got to step it up and play well gelled here in this second half. Real quick, 60-second break. We'll come back here to start second half action. Nemaha Central 24, Perry La Compton 16.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Albemarle Lumber, come
Land Radio.
Two more quarters in 16 minutes. Basketball action remain here at 92.1 KMZA. Fred and Proffitt with you. Kirk Kelman back in Gia. We start second half action. Perry LeCompton will start off with the ball. Perry here on the floor on the throw in. Devin Aldrich here. She's looking to toss in to Emmy Reed. Macy Corcoran also here on the floor, as well as Tate Mikulovich and Kayla Metcalf, all the starting crew from Perry LeCompton. Have begun this game here. Corcoran on the short corner, far side, kicks out. Reed now to the top to Aldrich. Back to Reed. Steps into a right, lunges right, passes that way to Corcoran. To the right elbow, left side look, down to the wing to Metcalf. The top 3-point line. Drive in, kick out, near corner. 3-pointer off the heel by Metcalf and looking for the offensive rebound. Corcoran's got it. Passes it to her teammate Aldrich. Kicks it out. Perry home for one of three outside the arc here. They're going to set another three, and that's a moon landing for Emmy Reed to begin this second half for Perry LeCompton. A nearly 45-second possession to begin this game for the cause, for the second half here for the cause. Only down now by five to Omaha Central. NC with it. Mackey sidesteps. She goes right, tries to finish to the basket. It gets blocked, and now Reed has it. Down the floor. Reed on the left wing runs into her teammate, but still has control of the ball. They'll go opposite wing. Kulovich inside Corcoran. Right block, far side. Now worked around the three-point line. Reed. Aldrich on the left wing now. Corcoran flies it. Misses. Makes her own offensive rebound. Couldn't hit it. Underneath. Aldrich, she tries and misses as well. So two offensive rebounds to no avail for Perry LeCompton. Down the floor, Hermish. Now to McKee. Jump shot from the near block, misses, and they have a foul on the floor. Called on Perry LeCompton. That'll be on Kaylin Metcalf, her first personal, team's first also here in the third quarter. 6:30 to go in the third. 24-19, Omaha Central over Perry LeCompton. Baseline set. Here McKee's trying to throw it in. She tosses it in near corner to Snyder. She drives baseline, bounce passes it. Well, it's tried to bounce pass to her teammate Hermish, but stolen by Reed. Down the floor, Reed takes it. Fourth turnover for NC. Down to Corcoran, baseline, and she's in off the left block. Corcoran, 6 points in this game, and 7 rebounds. Hermish, past the timeline, dribbling to her right now, cuts it back left. Left block, opposite side, now she'll throw, and it's blocked out of bounds by Perry LeCompton. Shot was attempted by Nordis. 5'9" senior, Omaha Central, who consists of three seniors starting tonight, Mackey, McKee, and Nordis. Baseline set, Omaha gets it in, McKee to Hermish, who flies it from the paint. Hermish, now 301 points scored on the season for the young junior. She's a certified baller and definitely will look to be getting to 1,000 points in her senior season. Here, underneath the basket, rebound by Nordis, taking the ball now down the floor. Omaha Central. McKee goes left side to Snyder on the left wing, gets it to the right to Hermish. Left elbow, flipping it back out, McKee spinning at the elbow, drives in from the short corner, far side to Hermish. Hermish to Nordis, she's fouled. Nordis will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. First time up, she went 2 of 2. We've got 144 points scored on the season. She's also 32 of 47 at the free throw line. Nordis, her first free throw is switch. Caroline Nordis, a 5'9 senior who's played all games this season, averages the team high with 5.2 rebounds a game and 2 offensive rebounds a game as she misses her second free throw. 27-21. Perry LeCompton down by 6 to NC with 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Metcalf with it. Picks it out to McCorkerin. Corcoran now left wing back to Metcalf. To her right, Aldrich. Ball is deflected out of bounds, but it's last touch by Corcoran on a tip drill. Barry LaCompton, 10 turnovers in this game. They averaged 17.9 turnovers a game this season. Barry LaCompton getting ready to put in Kendall Craig. Here at Emerald Central, works with it. McKee, left wing, drives inside, kicks it out. Schneider, Hermish, looks down under to Monier, who is fouled 4 foot in front of the rim. And Monier will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. This is just the second time up to the free throw line this season for Monier. He is 2 for 3 at the charity stripe this season, 68%. Not a whole lot of bookings. Let's see if she can get it done. Her first free throw spirals in. She's excited, and her teammates are 4 as well. Monier has only played 18 games this season. Scored 23 points. 1.2 points a game. And here her second attempt goes off the heel, but they're looking for an offensive rebound. Monier picks it up, and they're going to get a jump ball at the charity stripe. Possession still with Nemaha Central, so a great hustle for Monier to keep that possession for Nemaha. Snyder comes out, and Liza Leager comes in for the Thunder. Nikki looks to throw this ball in. She's looking out to her right side now, looking dead in front. Now veering to the left. She passes Leager. Attempts a three. It is denied. And it is knocked out of bounds again by Perry LaCompton. Nemaha Central. McKee to throw it in. On the floor with her. Leager, Monier, Hermish, and Honeyman. McKee, she goes straight in front to Hermish, and it is taken away. A nice steal by Corcoran. And as soon as Corcoran's got the steal, she got it lodged out of her right arm and turned it back over. So both teams exchange turnovers. Corcoran, he doesn't agree with it. Hermish on the far side. She'll throw it in for Nemaha Central. With 4:19 to go in the third quarter, 28-21, Nemaha Central over Perry LaCompton. Hermish throws it in to McKee. Halftime score is 24-16. Not a whole lot of scoring has been in this third quarter so far. Hermish drives off the right elbow, looking left, blocked, and she's got the finish for two. Hermish now 303 points scored here on the season. In the game, she's got 15 points, and here at half court, a steal for McKee and Nemaha Central. Down the floor, foul called on Perry LaCompton. Also, 12th turnover of the game for the cause. Foul will come against Emmy Reed, her first of the game. Coming in for substitution for Perry LaCompton, Charlie Blosser and Tatum Kolovich. Nemaha Central for the foul run. Box set with McKee. But Perry LaCompton will use their second timeout of the game with 3:55 left to go in the third quarter. It's 30-21. Nemaha Central over Perry LaCompton. 30 seconds aside here after a full timeout. We're back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
3 minutes, 55 seconds left to go to the third period here in a Class 3A quarterfinal girls matchup. Here, the Sabetha Substate Tournament winner will go on and take on Silver Lake next Wednesday at Silver Lake starting at 6 o'clock. Coverage will be on the Silver Lake channel, but here, Nemaha Central up 30-21 here over Perry LaCompton, a 9-point lead. We come back in with a Nemaha Central inbound play with a Perry LaCompton timeout. Both teams with three remaining. McKee throws it off the box set on the right block to Monier. She kicks out Honeyman. Bounce pass back to Monier. She uses the glass and clears it with some Windex. Monier with two. Down the floor. Reed being trapped at half court. She goes right side of Corcoran. Corcoran takes it down the floor with her driving. And she went and hit the bunny. Making the rebound. Monier, her 27th rebound of the season. Nemaha Central taking back over at the NC logo. McKee. Left elbow, Hermish now looking down the baseline with a backdoor cut. Leager, she's fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Leaguer this season, 20 of 28 at the charity stripe, 71%. Meanwhile, Central as a team is 59%. They have made over 170 free throws here this year. They came in tonight with 167 free throws made. They hit three in the first half. They came at 170. First free throw up and off for Leaguer. She's now 20 of 29. Jade Mackey comes back in for the Thunder. She'll feel Monier's spot between the elbow and the low post. And here, next free throw, whopping sights for Leaguer. She goes 1-2 at the free throw line, hitting her second. Kraylor Compton trying to handle a 1-2-2. Down the floor, they get it down to Kolovich. On the left wing, now to the top of the arc, Reed, she drives in, near short corner, missing. Kolovich, rebound for Nemaha Central. Hermish, now Mackey. Hermish on the left elbow. She'll work it inside of the block. She'll kick out. Mackey, opposite side, wing. Now the near. Honeyman to the block. Floats it. Misses. Rebound underneath the basket for Nemaha Central, but then lost out of bounds. I'm on here. Sixth turn of the game for Nemaha Central. 33-21. NC up by 12 over Perry LeCompton with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Corcoran taking it down the floor. Quick pass. Kolovich, left elbow. A zip to Reed. Now far corner. Reset to the right wing. No shot clock here. Shot clock will be enforced 3-8 until next year. Here's a three on the near wing, though. Missed by Kolovich. And a foul underneath the basket. Corcoran, he gets the finish. And she'll have the opportunity for the three-point play. Perry right now 1-5 outside the arc. Bailey Snyder coming in here for Nemaha Central, taking the spot of Meg Honeyman on the high post right side. On the blocks is Monier and Hermish looking for this box out for this and one. Free throws up by Corcoran. It's missed off the left heel. And it's rebounded by Hermish down the floor. Nemaha Central works with it. Mackey, left wing. She dribbles. Looks right. Throws it that way to Snyder. Snyder, quick moves, right elbow, near corner. Kick back out, Hermish. At the nail, looking back door, Monier underneath. Couldn't hit the bunny, but makes her own rebound. Throws it out. Her third rebound of the quarter for Monier. Hermish drives, left lane, couldn't get the candy to go in. And now looking for another rebound. This is a jam, but somehow Nemaha Central comes out with it. Snyder, three ball, misses, underneath, another offensive rebound. Here for Nemaha Central, Mackey. Nemaha Central. Here a display. And now they got a foul called on Perry LeCompton after all that. That comes against Macy Corcoran. Nemaha Central, I think, just had three straight offensive rebounds. No points. And that puts now Perry LeCompton at 5 fouls, it's double bonus. Nemaha Central to the line, it's Leaguer. First free throw is hard off the back of the iron. Subs hitting the court for both sides. McKee and Nordis in for Nemaha Central. Dylan Metcalf coming in for Perry LeCompton. Here at the free throw line looking for the second attempt is Leaguer, and she drains it. 1 of 2. Just like last time, 34-23, 11-point lead for an NC over Perry with 90 seconds to go in this third quarter. Reed, left side perimeter, now getting it past half court, and a foul called on Nemaha Central. That will be on Mackey colliding with Kendall Craig for Perry LeCompton. Mackey, that's her first personal in the game, second team foul of the quarter. 85 seconds to go this third period. Still an 11-point lead for NC over Perry. At half court, Emmy Reed. She dribbles to her left. Screen is set. She'll now go opposite side. Right elbow. Now outside the three-point line. Three by Aldrich. Miss and rebound by Mackey. Her second rebound of the quarter. Third of the game. Down the floor. McKee. Right. Low post. And she's fouled. Huge excitement here for the Nemaha Central Faithland bench. as Nikki will go up to the line to shoot two. One of just the two starters here tonight for Emaw Central has yet to score. Nikki and Mackey. Nikki looking for her first point. It's up, and it rattles in like a bolt in a tin can for the free throw. Nikki, 34-51 on the season at the charity stripe, 66%. Substitution for Perry LeCompton. Tatum Mikulovich coming in for Kendall Craig. Mikulovich, who started this game, the 5'11 senior. One of just two seniors here on the team. Steps back in. She's on the block on the right side. Looking to box out. Here she's got the rebound after the missed second attempt free throw by McKee. So McKee only goes one of two. Down the floor. Reed. Now far corner. Metcalf up to the top. Mikulovich drives. Left elbow. 2 foot in front. Floats it. Misses. Snyder's got the board for Nemaw Central. Down the floor, McKee, near a block, tries to shed it off the glass, couldn't hit it, but an offensive rebound by Mackey for a third of the quarter, fourth of the game. Now on the right low wing, three-point flyer, in and out of the basket, missed by Leaguer, but another offensive rebound by Nemaw Central. It's McKee. Now back-to-back possessions, Nemaw Central has had multiple offensive rebounds. Leaguer skips it right. 25 seconds to go this third quarter. Let's see what NC's strategy is. Haddon Hildren wants the team to calm down and maybe look for a shot here. The seconds are getting ready to expire. 12-point lead here for NC over Perry LeCompton. Nemaw Central with the ball. McKee, now Leaguer, drives, left lane, opposite of the elbow. She was on and she follows through with two. Leaguer had no points coming here in the third quarter. She has four now in the game as we come to a conclusion of the third. We still got 8 minutes left to go this game, the fourth quarter, 37-23. Nemaw Central over Perry. We're back here after a quick 60.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Kansaland Radio.
Perry LeCompton begins the fourth quarter with the ball down by 14, 37-23 here at Nemaw Central. And they'll start also with a turnover. They have now 13 turnovers on the game. 7:53 left to go here this contest, 37-23. NC over Perry. Mackey at the timeline. She dribbles slowly here to the right side, high out, wing. Near. Now to Snyder. Opposite side. She'll go right to McKee. And McKee will hit her 35th three of the season. Now a 17-point game. Nemaw Central, their largest lead. Second three of the game. Also hit by the Thunder. That was the crack of lightning they needed. Corcoran, she tries to respond. Left block. Miss. Hermish. She's got her sixth rebound. And a foul called at the very end on Corcoran. That is her third personal foul of the game. First team foul of the fourth quarter for either team. It's a sign for Perry. Both teams have three timeouts remaining here in this fourth quarter. 7:20 to go here in this game. Nemaw Central 40. Perry LeCompton 23. Mackey has it with the Thunder. She drives right block. She's called on a travel herself. Seventh turnover for Nemaw Central. Again, Nemaw Central's never lost a single game to Perry LeCompton. They are 22-0. Have 9% of those contests. They have won by 20 or more points, including their earlier contest this year, 60-39. In fact, the last time Perry LeCompton was within 20 points of a contest in Nemaw Central was 4 years ago. And now there is a break. So So let's see what this is on Haddon. Oh, Jen, he is coming over here to the scores table. I think they're trying to fix something. Or, no, fan yelled technical. I don't know if that is what this is. There is both now, there are officials talking to both coaches right now. I'm not sure entirely what happened, but right now both coaches have an official right next to them communicating. There's going to be a substitution here on the near side. Corcoran's going to come out of the game, and in for her will come Devin Aldrich. So it's not that Corcoran thought out. So I'm not 100% sure. I believe maybe she did fall out. It was actually a foul behind on her, so Corcoran did fall out. That's what they were looking at. I didn't think she had 5 fouls. I only had her 4, but regardless, she fouls out. Perry LeCompton, they bring in here Aldrich in for her replacement. Perry LeCompton, they have the ball through the break of action. Here's a 3 by Reed. It takes a couple of hops off the rim, but it finally falls in. That's her second 3 of the game. She's a 25% shooter outside the arc this season. 40-26, Perry LeCompton down by 14 to Nemaha Central with 6:38 left to go in the fourth quarter. Right elbow, Snyder looks underneath, and finishing for 2 is Hermish. Now, Perry LeCompton back down here by 16 points with 6:30 to go in this game. Reed drives right lane, and she's got a bucket for 2. She has cashed in now in back-to-back possessions. 8 points in the second half for Reed. 10 points on the game. The first hit double digits for Perry LeCompton in this contest. He was the leading scorer last year's team as a freshman. Working with it right now, Nemaha Central. Mackey, left wing, drives inside, flips it out. Hermish, she drives in, spins around. She kicks out. Here's a 3 by McKee. Off the heel, rebounded by Reed. Reed, down the floor. She transitions her hand to left side, now back to her right. She spins. Right elbow and another finish. Man, Reed. She's reading this defense right now for Nemaha Central. She's got 3 straight buckets on 3 straight possessions. Timeout by NC. Nemaha Central, 5:43 to go in the fourth quarter. A 12-point lead now for the Thunder. 42-30. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We're back after this.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network here on 92.1. KMZA, 5:43 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Nemaha Central 42, Perry LeCompton 30. Just signing out of the game was basically Corcoran for Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central having the ball, working left to right down your dial. White uniforms, purple lining down the sides and numerals. Perry LeCompton in the dark blue tops, bottoms with the white numerals and yellow trim here underneath the Leaguer, trying to make a bucket, couldn't cash it, but an offensive rebound by Honeyman. Nemaha Central resets it outside the arc. McKee driving, right seam, turns around on a lunge, kicks it out to Leaguer. Leaguer steps inside the nail, she flies it back out to McKee, who drives in, misses the 2, and it's knocked out of bounds, last touch by Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central will inbound it in with McKee. Fox set. McKee, she looks right onto the top of the elbow in front of her to Monier. Back down to Leaguer. She goes in for 2. Backdoor cut. Leaguer now here in all in the second half. 6 points at 114 points, 124 points scored on the season for Leaguer. That's down the floor. Fouls called on Nemaha Central. 4:53 to go here in this game, 44-30. Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton. Emmy Reed will throw it in here under the glass, right side. blocks were stacked. Two piled up at the nail. Inbound is in. Emmy Reed tries to get it in from the near block. She misses, and the rebound by Hermish. Hermish past the timeline. On the right seam, she takes a sidestep and nearly loses the ball. Throws it back out to Leaguer. Up the elbow to the block. Open lane drive. She's in for two. Leaguer, man, what a half for her. 8 points the second half after a zero-digit first half. And now they're going to get a carry called on Perry LeCompton. 14 turnovers. Now won the game for the cause. And a substitution in here for Perry LeCompton. Ziva Rockhold comes in. But a timeout for Nemaha Central. Both teams now with two remaining. And three fouls to give here in this fourth quarter. 4:25 to go. 46-30. Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton by 16. We're back in the tight 30.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
4 minutes, 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, 46-30. Team offense over Perry LeCompton. NC has it after the break. After their third time out of the game, McKee dribbles left short corner. Now kicks out Hermish Honeyman back to McKee. McKee sidesteps inside, flies it back out. Monier Hermish, he looks underneath in the glass and finishing for two. Leaguer, man, 10 points to your own in the second half. 6 points in the fourth quarter. She has found some fire in her for Nemaha Central. Here Reed in the paint, kicks it out, works outside the three-point line, inside drive, right back around. Perry LeCompton, right wing, now to the left, finding Blosser and a foul called on Nemaha Central. Perry LeCompton loading up Tayton Kalovich here from the near sideline. Looking to sub her in, and she'll come in for Charlie Blosser. Kay McKee also just picked up her second personal foul of the game, and Jade Mackey will come in for Emma Hermish. 3:38 to go in this game. 18-point lead for Nemaha Central. Here their largest, 48-30. Nemaha Central over Perry. Perry with the ball at the NC logo, half court. Emmy Reed. High out, right wing. She goes left here, driving inside the paint. What a floater, but missing is Kalovich. Rebounded by Monier. She's got four rebounds in the second half. She's also bested her average of points per game and rebounds a game for the 5'9 sophomore Monier. Heineman Leaguer drives up to the top of the arc. She'll go right to McKee. McKee, she dribbles in the nail in front of the charity stripe. Throws it out, left wing. Drive inside, a little floater action off the block, but missed by Leaguer. Underneath, rebound by Reed. She flies down the floor, looking down the right lane. She draws a charge. Oh, she disagrees, and so do much of the near side crowd for the cause. That'll be the 15th term of the game for Perry LeCompton, and the second personal foul of the game for Emmy Reed. Monier will step out here for Nemaha Central with probably the biggest smile you could ever see. And Emma Hermish will throw this ball in for Nemaha Central. 2:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-30, Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton. Honeyman, left look to McKee. She'll drive, left block, couldn't find the bucket. Reed, she's got another rebound, 7 on the game. Down the floor, will just throw up a 3. It's off the heel. It's rebounded in the nail by Aldrich, and a foul. They're going to call jump ball. Possession, arrow, Nemaha Central. After the tie-up. After this, we'll have our post-game show and our play of the game. After both KNZ and KMZA games conclude, we'll have our local Community National Bank High Score Scoreboard show with Jake and Boz. A little earlier than usual, again, our Only our girls match up. No men's football. That was all yesterday. Leager on the near block. Loses the ball. Hermish picks it up. And she throws it in. Snug as a bug. Hermish on this game. 19 points. 7 rebounds. Grayla Compton with it. Metcalf inside look. And it is taken away. With the steal down the floor, McKee, her third of the game. Cross step, Euro inside, off the backfield. McKee with a little finesse. Now the largest lead for Nemaha Central, up by 22 with 1:45 to go in this fourth quarter. It looks as if Perry LeCompton's season may be coming to a near end. As I said, Perry LeCompton has not played a game within 20 points in the fourth quarter at Nemaha Central since 2022. It's been 4 years. Last time it was within two possessions on a loss for Perry was back in 2017. 22-0 since 2014, NC has dominated this rivalry. Here in the postseason, NC looking to move on. Emmy Reed drives left block, fouled, she'll go up the line and shoot two. Couple of substitutions here in for Perry LeCompton. Coming in for the first time, Jalen Baker, the 5'7" sophomore, and Anna Smith, the 5'7" freshman. Emma Reed up to the free throw line here to shoot two with 92 seconds left to go in this game, but it's a 22-point contest. Reed, her first free throw is off the right of the back iron. Game coverage here for postseason continues next week for semifinals and sub-state championships. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network is Reed. Her second free throw swishes through the netting. She goes one of two. It's a 21-point game with less than 90 seconds now to go. Here, Nemaha Central has the possession. Here with it, Jordan Haverkamp throws it inside. Ball is being knocked around. Mackey picks it up. 70 seconds to go. Will Perry LeCompton choose the foul? I don't think they are. Nemaha Central could just run the game out here. They're just going to throw this ball around the three-point line. No need to look for a score. But if you're Haverkamp, she throws up a three. And it's rebounded by Reed. 50 seconds to go. 21-point game. Nemaha over Perry, and a foul is going to be called on Nemaha Central with 48 seconds to go. In this contest, 52-31, Nemaha Central over Perry LeCompton. Substitutions coming in here. Nemaha Central bringing in Martin Heinen, the 5'5 junior here for the first time. She gets a round of applause as well as Courtney Stahlbaum, the 5'8 junior. So, white flag has been raised here, Nemaha Central. They will play Silver Lake next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Coverage will be on the Silver Lake channel. Brought to you by the MSC Sports Radio Network. That'll be for the girls' Class 3A semifinal. Winner will move on to the sub-state championship at Sabetha. Turn for Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central takes over. 16 turnovers a game. Perry LeCompton hitting their average. 25 seconds to go. 21-point lead from Nemaha Central. Looking to move on. Maybe Perry LeCompton earlier this season by 21 points, 60-39. Here a similar feel. Just working around the three-point line until the last second. Five here to go. Stahlbaumer, short corner, jumper. It's off the window. Jordan Haverkamp, she tries to score. Snyder, she misses as well. And that will conclude our contest. 52-31. Nemaha Central will move on the girls' semifinal round and take on Silver Lake next Wednesday. Nemaha Central 52, Perry LeCompton 31. The conclusion here, this Class 3A girls' quarterfinal. All right, we'll take a step aside. We're back here for a post-game show and Player of the Game segment, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Oh.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again here tonight's action, Perry LaCoste and Nemaha Central girls Class 3A quarterfinals matchup. Coming down to a conclusion at 52-31 here. Again, Nemaha Central, they'll move on to the semifinal matchup next Wednesday to take on Silver Lake at 6 o'clock sharp. Again, Nemaha Central coming in victorious over Perry LeCompton. Let's recap here this game with our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Perry LeCompton, they started this game up 4-2, but that was the only time they saw the lead as Nemaha Central would finish the first quarter ahead by 7, 14-7. Nemaha Central would then outscore Perry LeCompton in the second quarter 10-9, going into the half 24-16. They also outscore Perry LeCompton in the third quarter 13-7, and outscore them in the fourth quarter 15-8. So holding Perry LeCompton under double digits in every single quarter in this game, as Nemaha Central would score more than double digit points in every single quarter here in this contest. Nemaha Central is now 23-0 since the consolidations in 2014 against Perry LeCompton, and they have won by 20 or more points since 2022. It has been four straight years of dominance, and it continues here for the Nemaha Central Thunder. But again, what a season for Perry LeCompton that they have had, 12-11 overall, 12-12 now to finish the year, actually. But you talk about a season that's 2-19 overall last year with no Big East wins. They come back to get four wins this year. They have two seniors compared to last year's only one senior, and two seniors that were active here on the roster throughout the year with Kulovich and Aldrich. In a season that, again, returned 96% of scoring and 95% of the rebounding, they will still bring back two freshmen as sophomores, four sophomores as juniors next year, and two juniors as seniors next year. And that's not even counting what the upcoming freshman class might look like for Perry LeCompton. So Joey Prenzetta, he's a great head coach. He's worked this program up to new heights, and they'll definitely look to keep pushing through. As Emmy Reed here led the game in scoring for Perry LeCompton with 13 points, Corcoran with I believe 8 points to finish the game, and then Kulovich with 5, Aldrich with 2, Metcalf with 3. Only the starters of the night scored for Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central, Harmish with 19, 7 rebounds, game McKee with 6 points, Snyder with 3 points, Norris with 7, and Leaguer with 10 points. Team stats, Perry LeCompton, 23 rebounds, 16 turnovers, 3 threes, 2 of 5 at the free throw line, 3 steals. Nemaha Central, 28 rebounds, 7 turnovers, 2 threes, 8 of 16 at the free throw line, and 7 deals. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back for our play of the game here, brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank, upcoming on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Grant Brother, Kirk Kelman here with you. Our final segment here, our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Nemaha Central came out victorious over Prairie La Compton 52-31. Nemaha Central will now move on to the girls semifinal matchup in Class 3 against Silver Lake next Wednesday as Prairie La Compton season here comes to a close. Again, Prairie La Compton, they were led by Emmy Reed with 13 points, but for Nemaha Central, they were led by Emma Hermish, the 5'8" junior guard who has now 307 points here on the season as she scored 19 points in this game and over 7 rebounds as well as an assist. So Emma Hermish gets the player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. All right, we're going to get you down to our local Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz here this Friday night. Again, a thank you back in studio from Kirk Kilman from Crittenden Prophet. Thank you for listening. You're 92.1 and 103.9 KNZA and KMZA.